Thank you, Sister Margaret, for the miracle seat. It's good hearing you. Thank you, woman of God, for your faithfulness and your commitment to the gospel of the kingdom. It's good hearing back from you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Know that you're in a season where the Lord says frustration shall not have their place in you. You're in a season where the Lord says, I remove the disappointments. You're in a season where the Lord said, I'm going to touch real estate. You're in a season where there's going to be endings. For I saw a tide coming in, a tide of new beginnings, a tide of new opportunities. For the old is fading away and newness is all around thee. So the Lord says, be watchful and use wisdom in the areas of real estate or non-profit kinds of things, or humanitarian efforts, or things. Be used wisdom in labor or in work. Watch whom you take a stand with. God says you're not called to fight the battles for everyone. There are some. He says I come for some, but I didn't come for everyone, and you must not come for everyone, because everyone is not destined to be in your life. So the Lord says he beckons you, woman of God, to he beckons you. For this is a season of newness. He beckons you to come up with some new ideas. For he's speaking to you about new opportunities. For the Lord says things are shifting. It's time to release and to let go and to move to the next level. Stop holding on to dead things. Stop holding on to things that are not working, and get on over to the Lord's side. Begin to move, because as you move, you're going to begin to walk into a season of greener pastures and new doors and new opportunities. For things are falling away. They're falling away. And that is a signal that I have not ordained it. For the Lord says, wherever I guide, I provide. If I give you a vision, I'm going to surely give you provision. And the Lord says, embrace the new in this season, for good things are coming into your way, because you're growing in knowledge and wisdom and understanding, spiritual information, classes, things of that nature you will prosper in. Now listen to the word from the other prophets, and God bless you, Sister Margaret Grant.
God bless you, Sister Margaret. I hear the word of the Lord to you stating that there's going to be some sort of reconstruction. For God says that there's some things that's going to be moved around. I see you shifting some things. And God says that all of this has to do with spirituality. God says that he's shifting you. I'm hearing God says that you're going to dress for where you're going. I see a new wardrobe. I see a new hairdo. I see a new you. So God says for you to prepare for the newness, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, and I concur, because I just heard the word of the Lord say, change, change, change. So there's going to be a lot of changes going on around you. God said to embrace the changes. Let the changes come easy. Don't fight the change. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Margaret. I just hear God saying that he's strengthening the foundation. He's strengthening the foundation, and he's taking you into that new place to see and to meet the new you. And God says, prepare your heart and your mind and your spirit for the day of the Lord, and the day of restoration. Rejuvenation is at hand, and that's the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Margaret. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today that this is the season to rise and to shine and to give God the glory. For I heard Father God say this is a season of favor in the area of computers and technology. I do hear Father God saying you're also coming into a new season of mastery over the things of the home. I hear Father God saying, write it down, make it plain. For God says, this is your season to plan and to organize. And that is the word of the Lord.